Podcast.
What's good, everybody? This is Durag Discussions back again.
It's good, yo. Hey, we back.
We back. Man. A little late.
But, hey, we back.
Late, better than never.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So, hey, real shit been happening, man.
It has, man. Life still hits you. Yep. So, just want to start off with, I just want to say a little bit about just health.
Health. Hey.
Get you a smoothie, man. I don't know. I just feel like lately I feel more healthy. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't been working out.
Shit.
I'm not gonna cap with you.
Nigga, you and Tevin both.
But I do try to, like, I haven't been eating as much meat, bro. I actually didn't tell you this.
That's fire.
I haven't been eating. I've been eating chicken, but I haven't had much red meat. I had a burger the other day, and I was like, the first time I had red meat.
How'd that shit sit?
This shit hit me how it always hit me. Make me sleepy as fuck. So I was feeling that shit. I went to work. I was feeling it. But yeah, bro, I've been really just trying to eat fish. A lot of shrimp, a lot of fish,
little weight. Towards pescatarian, that's good.
Yeah, bro, I've been talking about it. I can't be about it yet. Yeah, it's you, bro. This nigga went pescatarian. How long ago was that?
Shit.
Last week?
Fuck no. That was the fucking second semester of my senior year of high school, nigga.
Oh, damn.
3.5 years.
What made you do that, though?
Bro, one day, me, Travis, and my dad was like, fuck it, let's see if we could just eat fish straight for a week. We had one last feast. This nigga made some tri-tip chicken.
It went to a whole ribs, food coma.
Like a pork butt, a pork shoulder or some shit. Mm-hmm. After that day, cut it cold turkey, nigga. And shit, I didn't look back. 1 week turned into fucking 4 years now. Sheesh. With no meat, no chicken. No, well, shit, I don't know what the fuck was in that damn tuna at Subway. So, shit.
Oh, they in a lawsuit.
We don't know what the fuck
Subway
is going on.
Subway in a lawsuit right now, bro. Like, full-fledged lawsuit over that tuna. Apparently, it's not.
It ain't tuna.
It's not tuna, period. Like, that's just what
Shit, what the fuck that shit at Popeye's?
Yeah, they need to come out with a full report.
What's that shit at Popeye's?
The flounder?
Yeah, at least that's a flounder. Shit, at least they got a flounder.
At least they told us the fish. Like, damn, but we all looked at each other just now. Me, auntie, you, like, damn, we've been tearing that tuna up.
Yeah, been like, fucking that shit up for years, bro. For sure, since I was chicken. 11.
This shit gotta be chicken. If it ain't chicken, then
or
I'm scared.
Turkey.
I'm terrified.
Hopefully, turkey. Turkey is alright. I guess.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it's hella fucked up.
But we just asking, like, we just saying, why the fuck didn't they test this shit?
But, like, before.
It's 2021. How long these niggas been in business? Serving these tuna sandwiches?
How long
sandwiches?
They had them tuna sandwiches?
Exactly. My whole life.
Bro, I used to be
at least 25 years.
I had some chips when I was like 9. Nah, think about it, bro.
Bruh, what? My mom introduced that shit to me in like elementary, bro. Yes, I was like, what? These shits is fire.
No. I just need the tuna.
I just need the tuna.
Man. Damn. Shit, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tapping into the health, man.
Real quick, hey, Tev just gonna take over today.
Yeah, shit, we gonna.
I told him earlier, I'm just in a fucking mood this week. I'm letting Jesus take the wheel, and that's just what I've been feeling.
And I got you, my nigga, shit.
Hey, and we here.
What the fuck we here for, right?
So I'm along for the ride with y'all, so let's get it.
All right, man. Shit.
Resume,
yeah. We digress. Shit. I was actually watching the Billion Idiots podcast with Charlamagne and nigga Max. I don't know his last name, that white nigga. But they were talking about health, like mental health and shit. And how sometimes we could be too busy to even put time into what's healthy for us. We know it's not good for us, but
damn, that shit just hit me like a weighted blanket, man.
But it's like, shit, we got so much that we, or it seems like so much we have to take care of, you know? Sometimes we blow it out of proportion. Shit, we human, but...
Yeah. No, that's real, because, like, just from us, I'm not even going to go from work perspective yet as an adult, but just as an athlete. A young athlete at that, and a student athlete at that. And being only that and not knowing so how to even just be a student. And even knowing how to be alone. You feel me?
Because you're so invested with
it. I wake up. I'm up at, what, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock? Yes. Go straight to school.
Yeah.
I'm with a million people.
Shit. For us, we have to be at school at 5:45. Zero period.
And you wake up, you basically in zombie mode till you actually show up to school.
School starts at like 8:15 or like 8:15, 8, something like that.
So, I mean, you don't have no time to yourself. You go to practice. You after you get out of class, you go to practice. Then, then you get home, you do homework. You don't really have no time to yourself because you're putting your mind towards something that's completely not in your mind yet. You're trying to put it in your mind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you're stressing out about that, stressing out about whatever's going on.
Sports. X, Y, Z.
Then life.
At that age, fucking women. Little ass.
Man. What? So, it's just a lot. And then, as an adult, then some people are just trying to scrape the surface and just stay afloat.
Yep.
So it's like, when do I have time to go meditate, bro? Like, that's how I used to look at people. Like I was just telling you, I don't...
Or
like,
what is meditating going to do for this, what I got to handle, you know?
Right. And I'm like I was just telling you, like, when I was your age...
Mm-hmm. Which I'm 21, if y'all niggas don't know.
Yeah, when I was 21, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I would have looked at somebody like, who has time for that?
Mm.
But it's like, you have to make time for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
And, I feel like this is a mental health kind of thing for us.
Yeah. Niggas just talking about this shit. We were telling our business before.
We were just saying, we woke up this morning, we're like,
I don't feel like fucking recording today.
And we didn't speak. Nope. We didn't say nothing to each other until about what? 2 o'clock?
Today? Yeah, I was going to say like 2:30.
And we usually, the day we record, we usually hit each other at like 9.
In the morning.
In the morning.
FaceTime, nigga, like, get up.
At the latest.
Yep. At the latest, for real, like 7:30, bro.
Yeah, and today I just woke up and was like, damn, I'm just tired.
Yep.
And you know what? I was just like, just to myself, I just was like, no, you need to do this, bro.
Nigga. Guess what time I woke up? I usually wake up at like 6:15 every day. I woke up at like 9:30. I was like, what the fuck?
If you know Tev? What?
And I was like, still just laying in the bed, like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Don't feel like moving. And it's all right. I got shit to do, too, like, on a fucking Sunday. But shit, life happens every day. So, you don't choose no day.
We had to bring ourselves here, so that's a testament to you got to make time for your mental health.
Exactly. This
is our outlet to, get our shit out.
One thing they said, I think Max said this, he said, I don't know if it's healthy, but it's practical, which is just the reality of things. This is what it is. Shit, I don't know if this is going to be good for me or the people around me, but this is what has to be done,
And to me, that just sounds like more of a short-term mindset as opposed to a long-term mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, practicality works in right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then you get to long-term, you got to think ahead of shit. You got to contemplate. You got to be strategic.
100%.
And that's harder to do. Yep. So that's why I think it's easier for people to just be practical.
Exactly. Let me just worry about this right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's why.
Which, if it works for them, shit, props to them. Good for them. Absolutely. You know, if that's how you take care of your mental health, do that. Mm-hmm. It needs to be taken care of. But I don't know. That's just not my approach, which is fine. Shit. Right. You're also saying.
That's right. That, some people do thrive on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right.
You good? You hit me with that one before.
Saying mental health, like good mental health, whatever good mental health is to you, mm-hmm. is a luxury amongst like us. It's put on like a pedestal because it is important.
When you say us,
is like nigga, everybody, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like humans,
a luxury.
It's a luxury to have, like, mental health. So much happens in this life.
Bro. Is that a statement?
No, I guess it was, like, an opinion. This is what these niggas said.
Wow. Okay.
It's a luxury.
It's not, though. If my physical health is right, mm-hmm. then my mental health is right.
Exactly.
Anything that's a part of me is my right. Mm-hmm. So.
To you.
It could be a fat nigga. Who the fuck said that, Charlamagne?
Hell no.
That's some shit. That Charlamagne, that nigga,
off some stupid ass shit. Oh,
you said Max said that.
Max said that shit too.
I was about to ask.
Brilliant idiots. Them niggas is idiots, but they smart as fuck.
Nah. I can't fuck with them.
Nah, Charlamagne be
on some shit. That's my first impression of him. Yeah, it's ugly with him.
Nah, you ain't miss much. There's some cool shit on there, but you ain't miss shit, nigga. You ain't missing a goddamn thing. Except for Charlamagne, that nigga, I think he look. There ain't nothing wrong with it, but I think that nigga look gay. He just don't want to admit it.
I think I was just about to say, like, I didn't want to step out and be like, you know, hating on the nigga, but I just don't. He just rubbed me wrong. That's something about the nigga. Just I don't know.
He ain't different, bro.
He's a different type of. You know. Where you from?
I couldn't fucking tell you. Shit, that's how I see this, but yeah, hold on. Give a little pause real quick, niggas. Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne.
This nigga.
The Brown Leonard Egg.
Larry McKelvey.
Excuse me, niggas? Yes.
Leonard Larry McKelvey.
Charleston, South Carolina. This nigga get Charlemagne from?
This nigga 5'6".
This nigga.
What the fuck?
This nigga
chose. This nigga is 5'6". What the fuck? My mom is 5'4", bro.
Wow. My man's is little. And thick. And prolific. Like,
what the fuck? My why he talk so much shit if he's 5'6"?
Bro, I don't know. I feel like...
He got money.
You know what it is, bro? Charlamagne one of them people that could talk shit. But then... When he get pressed about it in person, he could turn around and make it a joke and kind of like so he hide pretty behind much people.
Fold like a chair?
Exactly. I don't think he down to ride like that. I feel him though. Shit, when you got money, nigga,
You got shit to take care of.
I hope he can fight because he might catch somebody that just going to get through that and tag him.
And be fucked up because he's 5'6".
Fucked up. Sleep.
I cannot get over that shit, bro.
wait. So where's he from? We never even found out.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, that's a different. Yeah. I don't know a single person from South Carolina. Matter of fact,
shit, I got family from South Carolina.
I know people from like North Carolina. That's about his club.
My family from Greenville.
Okay.
I don't know where the fuck Greenville at in South Carolina, but. Over there.
Is that the...
Greer County. All them niggas. My family is Greer. Brockman Greer. And they got a whole ass county.
That's it.
And I ain't been there once. Shit, I'm on my way. Shit, my cousins out there. Cousins I know out there. Them niggas talk about moving to California.
Really?
Like, shit, ain't, you know,
damn, they the only ones. Everybody else moving out of here.
Moving back into... The mental state, bro, and how important it is for us. You just gotta do more progressive stuff to like a healthier mind state, bro. Because it makes the whole world better. Like your world better.
Absolutely.
You know, how big or small your world is, you know.
You just gotta get out of, because I was in this mindset too of kind of like, I don't know, expecting everything to be not your fault. Or always trying to find the excuse of, all right, well, what did I do wrong? Or what didn't I do? You know what I'm saying?
Not holding yourself accountable.
Right, exactly. So, like, trying to find ways out of shit, or even just, this is what I was trying to get to. I used to be in the mindset of doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're saying do stuff productive, like do stuff that's positive. I used to only think, okay, I'm doing this, but what is it doing for me?
Looking for something out of it.
Exactly. It's something material, though, or something that was immediate, when it's not about that. It's about
just doing
what I'm saying? Just doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Self-care, as Mac was saying.
Yeah. Do more, be better, bro.
R.I.P. to Mac Miller.
Yeah.
I listened to that album. Shit, 3 times a week.
I listen to that Tiny Desk every single morning, bro.
Man.
Every morning. But yeah, we just gotta be better with our mental, physical, emotional. You know, if we really wanna be like pristine humans, bro. Shit. Niggas got powers, bro. I believe that shit. I got mine in November. Remember that shit? Niggas getting their powers on Twitter and shit. Mine came a little late, but
still got my shit.
Shit, everything starts up top, bro, for real.
I'm up top.
Yeah, start that shit right up top. Put everything in motion, bro. Mind in motion.
And you got to body in motion. Ask for it, be ready for it. Yep. I keep saying that shit.
Hey, be ready for that shit, for real. Be ready for it, bro.
Don't sit there and not expect it, or when it gets there, you saying, oh, I might not be ready. No, if you ask for it, you're ready
I was just telling God like 2 days ago, bro. Like, look, man, I need some shit. I need to buy some more cleaning products for these shoes, bro. Mm-hmm. I need to pay these bills off real quick. Nigga, did this little gig last night with moms. Nigga got paid. I ain't gonna say how much. I don't need you niggas trying to rob me.
Get out my pocket.
Yep. But everything, everything is taken care of, bro. Get out my ass and shit. The motherfucker came through. Not motherfuckers and God, like the money is the motherfucker came through.
Yeah.
Yeah, God came through for real, bro. Yeah, let's tap into accountability, bro.
Back into it.
Yeah.
Back into it.
Because it was more that needed to be said, bro.
Absolutely.
Because there was so much you could be accountable for. First, you got to start with just simply just dealing with yourself. Looking yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, this is what's happening. This is what you need to do. Right. This is how you need to do it.
And ain't nobody else part of this shit. No. Just me and you.
This is you.
Just me.
Exactly. It's you against yourself. Me against me, bro.
Right. What do you need to do?
Exactly.
You can't even control nobody else. You can't control no other outside factors.
No. That shit don't matter.
That's really all come down to.
It's some shit that you got to deal with yourself.
And that just comes with, I mean, really understanding that you can only control what you can control. And in reality, all you can control is you.
Exactly. And your decisions. I got one for my kings, bro. One thing we should be a little more accountable for in this societal place, the child support shit, bro. Niggas and their kids. Mm. And women with black men and their kids. Because it's not all on the kings.
Now, when you say that, fuck. Go ahead, you lead me into this.
Because there are some instances where it's not the black man not wanting to take care of his kids. You know, there is some shit that really will happen in like court of law or some shit where the mother of the child gets custody of the baby 100%. Dad don't get to see, he has to pay this. And there's no way around it. If you don't pay this, we're taking your license. You can't travel out the country. And there's fucking interest on that shit. you don't pay that shit in a certain amount of time. Wow. Where do you think that shit came from, bro? Why is that like a generational curse?
I feel like, okay, this is how I gotta work through shit. I gotta start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Right? Because
that's the only way it's gonna make sense for me. Yeah, where else you gonna, you can't just jump in the middle. You gotta take care of that shit.
So let's talk about, okay, we're slaves, we got free. We went through major civil rights, oppression. Shit, I would say genocide. Some people may not take it that far, but I will.
Hey. To us? shit.
And really just injustice to the highest degree. So I just take all of that.
Still to this day.
And we start to gain more power. And why wouldn't there be people? If there was somebody, I guarantee in everyone's family, you can go all the way down to where it began. Maybe even, probably not as far as it began, but, you know, pretty far down. Mm-hmm. And you can see similarities in the lessons being taught from down there all the way up to here.
For right? sure. My dad still says to this day, this is how my dad is. This is what my dad was. This is what my dad did.
Exactly, right?
And he was born in, my bad, he was born in like 1912 or some shit like that.
See? So like, a generation is a long time, yes. right? But lessons pass down forever. Whether they're taken or not.
Yeah.
Even, shit, even when you don't think you're taking them,
yeah,
you're resisting them, they still wear on you.
Yep.
Because I find myself doing dad shit, my dad shit all the time. Like,
hell yeah.
All the time. I'm like, fuck, I'm just did some shit like my pops. Like,
yeah.
But, so just saying that.
Same, nigga.
Fuck, people start there and lessons follow all the way up generation to generation. Mm-hmm. So I feel as though now that we're gaining more power in law, by law, you know what I'm saying?
Are we though?
I mean, more than we had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More from two-thirds of a person, you know?
100%.
And we're starting to become greats.
We've been greats.
We're realized as greats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have billionaires.
Yeah,
we have shit that can't be fucking ignored.
It's been shit that can be ignored, bro. Literally, everything in this month. Look around, bro.
You're right.
Look around. How is this room lit up?
Yeah. But it can't be ignored now because of phones and social media.
Yeah.
Our culture has always been loved. Our culture has always been sniped
for. It hasn't always been loved.
It has been loved.
It's been
they hated us because we had it, and they hated us because they couldn't have us. You know what I'm saying?
Us is our culture. They can't love our culture and hate us.
But they do.
Yeah, you're right. They just copy right? that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put that shit in the blender. Oh my gosh, real quick. I didn't even know. I was following this girl on Instagram, bro. I don't know who she is. Mm-hmm. I clicked on her page. I think she was like Russian or some shit, nigga. Why the fuck she had individuals? Red individuals in her head?
Come on, bro. We can't even get into that this episode.
It's not. Because this is about.
Too deep.
Yeah.
Too deep. But nah, for real. So, I know this is long-winded, but now that we're, you know, at the status we are compared to where we were, we have way more money in our communities. Mm-hmm. Or not in our communities, but in Black culture, let's say. So there's always going to be people trying to hold us down. Ronald Reagan. You know what I'm saying? Crack era. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers dropping weapons in the hood. And shit,
right.
Bro.
So, I feel as though it's just another, it could be another tactic. I know it sounds like another, you know, conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know,
but, you can't make an excuse for that, though.
But
pay your shit. If you got the money, pay that shit.
You right. Just but it's a situation we've been put in.
Yeah.
It's a situation we've been put in. Very true. Also. Some people are just trying. Some niggas are just trifling ass niggas. Like
salty.
They just choose not to because they got all the money in the world, but they won't pay it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? There's rappers that won't pay child support.
That's what I'm saying.
They got bands on bands and videos and Instagram.
Everybody else.
Right.
But won't take care of their shit.
But I feel like those that really do try to get in a good situation and whatever happens in a relationship, the baby comes, no one was expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times is a black man going to go into a courtroom and win that case? Job or not.
Yeah.
And he has no family.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that's the reality of
it. That's just the reality of it. Yeah. And then we don't know how to, here we go. Right into this. Yeah. We don't know how to control our emotions. We don't know how to, you know, let our shit off.
So yeah.
Then that's why.
Yeah.
Once they get the child, then it's like, oh, you want the child? You can have that motherfucker then.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm on my own then. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to pay you.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a nigga now?
Oh, what? Why can't he take care of it? Yeah. Why can't he pay for that?
So that's what I really think.
Yeah, that's the way
it's all full circle. That can't really be. You got there ain't no period in a circle. Like, I'm gonna just keep going. So I don't know where it start or ends.
Yeah, that is a fact.
So that's my spiel.
Hell yeah, spill that shit, nigga. but just tapping back into accountability just for yourself, man. If you handle your business, man, can't nobody tell you shit about how to operate, bro. That's why me and my parents, we get along pretty well. I just take care of my stuff, bro, handle my business, respect each other. Shit, they really don't tell me much.
I would have found that shit out at 21.
Bro, I got so many older siblings that just told me this shit. I'm like, okay, let me, I'm gonna just listen and see what this shit do. Shit. That motherfucker work, bro.
Man.
It's still with your shit, bro. Some people be too caught up in other people's situations, bro, and don't even deal with themselves, bro.
Mm.
So invested, like, dang, what happened on what happened and what day?
That's real. That's real.
And be so ready to go tell it to somebody else.
When I tell you.
That it covers their own.
Man, when I tell you. How long have we been doing a podcast together now? A month?
Like a month and a half, 2 months.
Oh, shit. So, like, 2.5 months ago, 3 months ago, social media would fucking literally dictate my mood for the day, bro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Bro, what? What? I would be on that motherfucker like, damn. She ain't fucking with me today. She liked this nigga picture. Damn. She was just talking shit about, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Or, why this nigga on my shit? Why this nigga comment? Like, why you DMing me, nigga? And then I'm popping off on niggas in the DM. Like, bro, why you talking to me, bro?
You know, the whole day is just.
What?
Way to the left.
And I'm amped up.
Yeah.
I'm amped up for the rest of the day. Like, what, bro? I'm gonna be so angry off little shit.
It don't even really.
Grocery store.
Shit don't got nothing
to
do.
To a grocery store, bro. It'll be a hit or miss. Like, I might walk in there and just be hot for no reason. Old lady in front of me blocking the aisle. Move. I'm about to push your basket.
You need to stay the fuck out of the grocery store, nigga.
I'll push your basket to the side of the aisle. I swear to you, like, man.
You're funny as fuck for that, man.
Bro, hi.
Fuck, man.
Oh, shit. But yeah, for real. You gotta take control of your own shit. Like, I don't even know where this shit started from.
Yeah.
Where we start this at?
I just
trailed off to put your old lady's baskets and shit, bro.
What was blood name?
I sound like a monster. Bro.
Mabel, you are, nigga. Let the old lady be booed. But, just like you were saying, this is perfect. it changes your whole mood. So this in my notes, that just says you get your own feelings hurt solely from you not dealing with just you, yourself, your own differences, difficulties, problems, situations, influences, social, your influences, nigga, and your mental state.
When I tell y'all, I'm not looking at the notes.
He's
I'm
not.
Really just talking off the top of my dome, bro. And this nigga has all this shit lined up.
Lined up. Shit, this nigga says my first motherfucking steering wheel. Shit, I'm driving this motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this nigga, bro. Fuck. To wrap this shit up, I'm going to give y'all niggas a quote from Mom's Man. She said, take ownership of your shit. It's not that hard.
It ain't.
It's not. Break that shit down. Think about it. Yeah. When you really think about what the problem is, how small and minute it is, and how big you've made it.
Yeah.
Just off of not being right up top because of some shit that's going on.
A clear mind is so underrated.
Yes. Hey. Title of the topic, nigga.
Man, a clear mind is so underrated.
There you go. Fuck yeah. Ooh. That should start with accountability. Do that
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Clear mind is underrated. Hell yeah. We need t-shirts with that shit on it.
Mm-hmm. I like that. We could do that.
Hell for sure. Yeah. For sure. Our niggas, Durag Discussions merch coming soon.
Hey.
Y'all know, y'all, man. Hey, it's coming soon.
Here we come.
Yep.
Oh, me, yeah. We gonna do that.
Shit. But this week for the props and ops, nigga. Props goes to I Am Athlete for checking up on. Well, Brandon Marshall actually started this off. I was like, I just want to check on everybody's mental state, like 1 in 10. What is your mental state at right now? 1 in 10?
Me?
You.
Ooh. Ooh. Did these niggas pause like I just paused?
Yeah. In a way.
Wow.
Cause you gotta think about that shit.
Golly, that's a question, bro.
Yeah. 1 to 10. Shit, Shannon, went off on a tangent. He was like, but what is it 1 to 10? Like you done said all of this, but what is your mental state from 1 to 10 if you had to put it on the radar?
Mm.
0 being the worst, 10 being the best.
Right now, my mental state. It's been about 7.
7 is 8, cool.
Maybe an 8, but I don't know if I'm all the way 8.
That seems like
close to 10.
Like 8.5.
Mm. I can trust that. I trust that number.
Give myself 8.5.
Yeah, I trust that
number. Chad's mom just passed away, bro. And I think he said like a 7. And Brandon Marshall was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, I'm sure. I dealt with the situation. Mom's passed. I grieved. Done with it. Like, I've grieved. I'm at a 7. He was like, is it a real 7, though? And Chad was like,
is it a show 7?
I believe it's a real 7. Because Chad explained his relationship with his mom's, like, how it was. So they be cussing each other out, you know.
So it wasn't a good smoking relationship?
And shit. No, I mean, it was what they made it. Like, it wasn't always the best growing up.
Of course, yeah.
But he said as he grew older and grew into, like, a man.
They came to peace with
him. Yeah, they were trying to. They're trying to, but trying to mend it.
Really?
Still spend time together, but motherfuckers just be going at it.
I feel like if you didn't see an effort from your parent, that's all you really want to see.
Mm. Oh, fuck. Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
The episode, that's when mom's need, come on, nigga. I'm going to have her tell her story, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be an episode.
That's going to be the one.
Niggas might need some tissues for real, bro.
Hey, because
that shit is serious.
I'm with you.
Damn, effort. I'm not even going to go into that, bro. Yeah. I'm not going effort into that.
Effort is the next episode.
All right, bet.
Effort is the next episode. Bet. I love that. That shit got me happy. Like, I'm ready for that episode. I'm excited for that one.
Fuck you. Y'all know what's coming next.
But yeah.
Effort. Effort is effortless.
Effort is effortless. For sure.
Let's not stop. I'm not. Yeah. But yeah, props to them. First op is. Or shit. When I put this in my notes, it wasn't no stimmy plan yet, so I said he was the op. 46 is the op, nigga. And I need my 2K, nigga. I need my 2K.
Agent 46.
I ain't talking about the video game either, nigga. Yeah, 46, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, come on, dog. But the shit came out. I just guess, nigga. He was in 1,200 or 1,400? 14. To 600 a week. So it turned out to the 2K. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Biden. Yeah. You get your name back. You get your name back.
It kind of added.
All right, Biden. Shit. And the second op, if y'all didn't see, shit just happened like an hour ago. Fucking dunk contest judges, bro. Not to name drop, but Dominique Wilkins, Spud Webb, Jason Richardson, D. Brown, and Josh Smith. Y'all can't say a goddamn thing.
I don't want to hear their mouth.
To Dwayne Wade for his 9.
What? A 9? Y'all didn't throw a single 8 out the entire dunk contest.
You didn't see no 7? Nothing.
7, nothing. And a lot of them shits look like 6s.
Threes, nigga.
I saw threes. A lot of 6s.
6, 6, 6, 6.
There you go. Drizzy. Listen to that Drizzy.
Whack.
Yeah, the nigga that won it, what's the nigga name?
I don't know, still.
Oh, yeah, well.
Simons.
Damian Lillard's teammate is the winner. That little nigga jump high as fuck, but it's not.
Nigga soft.
It's not a vertical jump contest and put the ball in the rim. Right. It's this a dunk contest.
This ain't high jump at the Olympics.
No.
You got a ball involved. You blanky as hell. You get your head up to the rim.
Cassius is doing it. And Obi was doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Shit.
That shit had me so sick.
That shit was ass.
I was looking at this shit like, who are these niggas besides Obi?
Cassius, that nigga from out here. Yeah, he from out here. From L.A.
But yeah, bro. I don't know.
But yeah, them niggas shouldn't be judges. NBA players, I don't know, nigga. Maybe have some younger NBA players.
Oh, my God.
Or something. I don't know. How the fuck we can fix that shit? Because that wasn't no damn 48s, 47s.
Of time.
Nigga bounced the ball off the floor and just dunked it in. They gave him 46 out of 50.
This nigga put up a Nerf rim.
And grabbed it off and dropped
and
it.
And the niggas on the commentators talking about,
he's got a Nerf ball?
A Nerf ball. I said, that shit would have been cooler than that.
Yeah,
that
would have been fire.
Double dunk. If you could reach it, you might as well just dunk the Nerf, then drop the ball down. The other one. You was up there anyway.
This nigga put the ball on the rim. Grabbed it off and like dropped it in on the way down.
He fell in.
Yeah, on the way down. Because of the gravitational pull, because that nigga's going down.
He's supposed to take it in. And really just.
Yeah, man.
Smack his wrist on the rim.
It's his fault. But hey, that's their fault, because that nigga still won.
Yeah,
that sorry ass dunk. That shit would have never survived in the.
From the first round, I was like, wait.
Think about that. What was that, 2013, 14? Which one was Blake Griffin's dunk contest? That one wasn't even all that. It was cool, but it's a
notable one. He jumped over a car.
Yeah, it's a notable one.
Yeah, but like
that shit wouldn't have survived. He would have got booed the fuck out of the stadium.
Yeah, he wouldn't have made it.
No,
my man's would have walked out with like a 28
easily.
Easily.
That's generous.
What?
The niggas not playing back then.
So hey, all them niggas.
And there was time back in the day.
I don't know what was up with them niggas. The judges was tipsy before or something.
Something during.
Josh Smith was out there with his chains on, like he just was ready for the check after.
He was
like,
a Bobby Shmurda,
bro. Yeah, bro. He just ready for the check afterwards and the parties.
I say, where the drink at?
He's not here to judge. He's like, nine.
Nine, I guess.
Oh shit! I forgot I was judging 10.
Fuck yeah, 10.
Fuck it. I didn't see that shit.
The shit that looked like the players liked it. So it's 10.
Man,
fuck that shit.
You know, everybody in there drunk, so everybody gonna react like
to anything. They used to do a layup.
Chill, bro.
Shit.
Let's move on. That shit got me hot.
Period. That's done. Dot. Just a little shit, I guess. Tips. We on the way out. Okay. We on the way out. Ooh, no, we not. Ooh, because right, it's more about accountability.
Jump in.
Ooh, this is something. It's something. I like this. For you to live the life that you want, you have to fix, change, and adjust, like, your lifestyle. Mm. Even more than, like, just changing your mental health, like, space. You got to change your lifestyle, too.
What are some things included in that?
Like, glad you asked that question.
Shit. I'm not looking at the notes. Once again, I'm over here by myself.
That you say, like, the words that come out of your mouth. Mm. The thoughts that are in your brain.
Oh, I love what you just said. That.
The things that you do. The company you keep. Shit.
In terms of the things you say, I just read the chapter, The Law of Words, in that book, Game of Life.
I did not even know that.
So, The Law of Words stated that, so you're saying in terms of accountability, sorry, I got backtracked, I'll be high.
You say you'd be what?
I'll be high. Love it.
Me too. How you think these notes came out?
But yeah, so with accountability, you gotta change your lifestyle. The law of words was, a lot of people will say things like, dang, that's a lot of money for me to get, like I might not get that job. When you just got to speak things into fruition.
You said it, so that's what it's going to be.
Right. So, I think one of the examples was like, example of the examples. Let's go. I'll just create my own. Say a woman walks in and she's talking to Tevin. She's like, damn, like I'm big time in debt. Here's one. Yeah, here's one of them. I'm big time in debt. We going into Christmas. Last year, I gave them dumb Christmas presents, good money, like gift cards, all that dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I just went crazy. Mm-hmm. This year, I'm broke as fuck going into Christmas.
Hey, me too.
Right? Down to dimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I got $8 to my name type shit. Right?
Nobody got a Christmas present, bro.
Nobody.
And I felt a way about that. I did. I'm like, fuck. This is not cool. Not giving away no Christmas present.
Well, look, so this is what he said. Law of words. Mm. He said, say to yourself, give yourself an affirmation, right? I got a lump sum of money coming my way soon. I'm going to be grateful for it, and I'm going to be blessed. Right? I just made that up on top of my dome. Right? That's the affirmation I'm going to say. You go into that day with that mindset. Right? Later on that day, that person goes and meets a cousin. Cousin's like, oh, what's up? They just talking, chopping it up. Nothing. Mm-hmm. She don't ask for money, nothing. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I got some money for you, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, I need it by Christmas. He's like, oh, well, I can't get it to you by the 28th. I can't get it to you till like the 28th, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. Then the next morning, she wakes up, says this affirmation again, gets a call from Cuzzo. Cuzzo's like, come by the office real quick. I got your money. I got it in cash for you. Mm-hmm. Come on by. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And shit like that happens all the time.
All the time.
You just gotta notice it.
Yep.
Right? And have a positive mindset. Like, another thing it said was the person, like, it's always like the example is always talking to, like, a mentor or, like, something like that. Because it's like they asked me or said I didn't have enough for gifts for my friend's birthday, whatever. Say, go buy the ribbons and the paper for it. Because it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to get here. You just got to go get everything to get ready for it. Mm-hmm. Just go buy it. And then the money pops up. Then you're able to buy the gifts. you already got the wrapping paper.
Yep.
You feel me? It's just like little shit like that.
Yep. Listen and then be proactive towards that goal of shit what you need.
Expect good things, not bad things.
So you ask the universe. You know what I mean by that. Yeah. You ask the universe.
Some people may need to ask the universe. Some people may need to ask God. However you speak to whatever
to me, God is the universe. Created all of this.
Mm-hmm. Me as
well. I speak it out into the space. I know God's listening to me.
You want to hear my theory?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should just close on this because it's going to get deep.
Nah, let's go.
My theory is that there's so many religions, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all got a different name for our deity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our divine.
Or God.
Exactly.
But we see God in others.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there is one. I don't know if I call it a being.
If you say what I think you're going to say.
One power. There's one power, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if I think, I was telling JoJo this the other day. I tell her this all the time. If we really gonna put a gender on it, I think God is a woman.
Nurturing, mother and spirit, provider.
That's why so much is put on women,
and
they still live the same 365 we live.
Same 24. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. In a way, I can see how.
Think about all they gotta deal with.
Yeah.
And they still. Strong enough to
Here, don't worry about it.
What?
Here, just don't worry about it.
How can't God be a woman?
Shit, don't be trying to shift my damn brain today.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
But shit, open me up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Life is a little easier for men, let's be real.
Oh yeah, for sure. I believe so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll be the first to admit that.
I feel like
here you go.
God don't give you nothing you can't handle, right?
Can you handle childbirth?
Fuck no.
Can you handle a period anymore?
Hell no.
See what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to blow your mind real quick. But
in another instance,
let's talk about
all call it in the space of
some of our ideas of what we got to do are skewed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it gets blurry and fucked up in people's translation and people being kind of selfish in the sense of like, well, I want it to be like this. And then getting all these people to be like that. Then getting their kids to be like that. Then getting their kids to be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Generation.
And not that it's evil. It's just like, it's just the human conquering mentality, sort of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unconscious. It's not even like by choice. It's just.
It's what we've made it.
And then what happens when a child, I saw it all the time at LaSalle, right? Catholic family. And the kid's like, I'm atheist now.
Rebellious.
I'm about to put him in therapy. I'm about to.
I'm gonna have the priest come pray for him. Do all this.
He just has his own view of this.
It's a person too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Honestly, a lot of people that do stuff like that probably were pushed away by the original religion they were put into.
Italy, bro. I was getting noticed, shorty. And she was more on like the edgy atheist side. She had Catholic upbringing. She Hispanic. I grew up in like Catholicism and all that. That shit cracked.
Yeah, I'm cracking my neck. Sorry, y'all.
She said she felt like it was so forced onto her that it like pushed her away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a Catholic high school.
You did.
And we had what I did love about it.
Mass I imagine.
Hell no, I hate it.
You love that shit?
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck was that like? Oh, yeah.
Fuck them, damn.
What?
Weak ass hills. Motherfucking high shit.
Weak ass hills. But, nah, like, one thing I did love about those that school was that we had religion class. But I had a class where I learned about every religion. From Rastafarianism to
Christian to Catholic to Hindu to Buddhism
to like everything, bro.
Damn.
And just hearing all of them, and I'm like, bro, all of these are the same story.
Like, I will say something about me in high school.
Some of them are just switched up.
Yeah. I wish
all the same story.
I would have paid more attention in high school. Me being like an adult, a young adult.
Mm-hmm. I had no choice, bro.
Bro.
It was sink or swim.
Oh, no. I was swimming, but I wasn't absorbing the information like the way I would now.
I absorbed the shit
that I took that shit for granted.
I absorbed the shit that was actually interesting.
Yeah, facts. That, you know what I'm saying? I wish I would absorb it all.
Like the history shit. Not the general ed shit. Even in college, I hated the gen eds because I'm like, bro, everybody doing this. Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in a class where I'm learning some weird like new shit.
Different shit. Let me hear what everybody else. Yeah, I feel that. I did take that shit for hella for granted, bro.
Yeah.
But it's what it is. It's more information, more time, bro.
There's always more information.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. Jumping into the space of God being one, like, being.
Mm-hmm.
In the space of, like, how people interpret their own religions. I was talking to my big bro, Trey, about this a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that in African, like ancient African history, they were gods, African gods, and they all have different names, and they all had different, like, I guess, like things that they provided to the space.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like what they call that shit. They teach that shit in the high schools and shit. Gods, ancient Egyptian gods. Not Egyptian, but you know what I'm talking about. Zeus and them
Greek
niggas.
Mythology.
Greek mythology, there you go. In a way like that, right? They all have their own things that they bring, that right. They channel, that they hold, that belongs to them.
Mm-hmm.
Trey was saying he thinks it could have got like so torn. But this is one being that has all of these, and they're provided into different spaces because it's for different situations, right? But then some people got so tired of being just one God and just took that whole religion and just focused on this thing.
Mm.
And then that created that religion over there. And then we're going to take this God and do this. And then this is this religion over here.
Whoa.
And then before you know it, how many religions are there?
A lot.
Let's ask Google again.
And Muslim is the top, number one.
How many religions are there in the world? 4,300.
See, yeah.
From us thinking there's one being, there's 4,300 religions.
Exactly. And everyone's right. Not that anyone's wrong, everybody's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Everybody could be right.
Everybody could be right. You just interpret it how you interpret it.
Exactly. Perception.
As soon as y'all niggas get done fighting about this shit, you notice that everybody's common goal in this shit? Just do the right thing.
Yes.
Besides the Satanists.
Do the right thing. Yeah, them niggas is different, bro.
They on some other shit.
Yeah,
that's not a religion. That's a cult.
Yes.
Don't muddy my waters, nigga.
Yeah. I'm honestly not even a religious person, bro. I don't like to put myself in that box.
I'm a spiritual person.
There you go.
A spiritual being.
Exactly. Even though we talk about this shit, I'm not a... Yeah, don't put me no fucking religious person. Because there's 4,300 of them.
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
I'm not with them that's saying they right. I'm not with them that's saying you wrong. Mm-mm. I'm over here by myself.
Yep, it's just me and him. Yep, exactly.
With her.
Or he.
With her.
Yeah.
With her. That's how I.
Yeah, if that's how you interpret it, that's who
Mama
it is.
God.
Yeah. That sounds strange as fuck. Just me being in the upbringing, bro. And that's so influential, bro, the upbringing. Shit. Ooh, yes. Yeah. I mean, we already talked about this shit, so.
Right.
I'm a guy. I grew up in a damn, like.
Only a woman could birth the world.
Mother Nature is a lot. Right? It's
around us. It makes sense, right? Doesn't it? Mother Nature.
Nigga, yes. She,
God.
Anywho, on, nigga. Bro. I grew up in a church, bro.
Come on, bro. That's I'm like, put niggas all, bro.
From the south.
She tired of south you niggas prison. Calling her him.
She told you that?
I feel like she did, bro. I feel like she did, bro.
You was listening to that Mac Miller song.
No, I didn't even hear it.
Absolutely. You never heard that song?
What song?
I think Love is Law. Love is Law.
I wasn't listening to it. See, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I'll play that shit after.
Those are all just thoughts that cross my mind.
What the fuck is that shit called, nigga?
Some shit that just hit me one day. And the thing is, like, I'll stop and, like, say shit like that to Joe all the time. Like,
you saying God is a woman in that song?
Maybe he did influence it. I don't know. Do be speaking to me. You know, I love the Mac Meezy.
Shit.
But what else you got, dog?
Oh, yeah.
Bring fuck that shit.
Fuck that damn church story, nigga.
Yeah.
And that damn shit. Now we on the highway on the way out, bro. Just a little tip for relationships. Not even like relationship with your significant other.
This is my favorite right here.
But like relationships with like just other people, like humankind relationships. Just
what you got?
Shit. Don't get into other people's relationships. For one.
Absolutely.
If you, shit, say me, you, and somebody else is homies, right?
That got me, I got something too, to go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Something happened
with me and mom.
With you and somebody else that he felt a type of way about, right?
And then you try middleman it.
And it ain't got shit to do with me.
That's what I like to call being a buffer.
Stay the fuck out the way.
Stay out the way.
I said this when I was like 15. So there was no traffic when you stay in your own lane.
For real.
There's no traffic in your own lane, though. Once you try to get over to somebody else, you start bumping into shit that ain't meant for you. Because you're not supposed to be there.
That's real. So, yeah, that's for sure. What's the next one?
You said you had something for that.
Oh, fuck. The fuck was it? Oh, okay. So, you said, what was the leading list for that? Stay out of people's shit.
Don't get into other people's relationships, yeah.
I gotta find a way to.
Say how you think, nigga.
But I kind of have to be a little cautious with this one.
I see.
What to do when... Okay, so here, I ask you this question. What type of relationship? Is this confined to one relationship?
Nah.
Or does an old relationship count?
Like, what you mean a relationship? Like, like an ex or something?
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck are you reading about your ex? What you mean? Oh, yeah, that's the question. Why are you worried about your ex?
Okay, no, I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm not going there today.
Speak, nigga.
No, I'm not going there today. Okay. Hey, I'll talk to you about
it. All right. Yeah, I respect that because I was listening to Albert Tate. The lies I'll be sending you, he said, use the... So, America has Miranda rights. He said... As people, we need to exercise just the right to remain silent. Sometimes just be quiet.
Exactly.
Just be quiet.
Exactly, bro. I'm exercising that right today.
Yeah, just be quiet. Hey, sometimes, oftentimes it's probably better.
It's for sure better for me.
Yeah.
Not to say nothing, so I'm not going to.
Just exercise that right to remain silent.
What's the next?
Worry about your own relationship or relationships, personal shit. physical, motherfucking emotional relationships, whatever you have tied into somebody else, whether it's a friend.
My question was gonna be then.
Whether it's a friend or a significant other, worry about your own and fix your own and invest into your own. Mm. Put time and effort.
Effort. Coming into your own. Yeah. Effort, you feel me?
And yeah. Effort. Always coming full circle. That's it?
Like a hula hoop, man.
Always coming full circle like two straps on a do-rag.
There you go.
Yeah.
Except some of y'all niggas got blockheads.
Yeah, y'all niggas should be in squares and shit.
But shit, hey. That's the episode,
that's
man.
That's it, man. We, y'all be blessed.
Y'all we finally hit 800 listens.
That's fire. Hey, hopefully one day we'll be like, remember we were talking about 800?
Hey, that day is coming. Yes. That day's gonna come. We're gonna speak it. Law of words.
Facts. When we sitting on
2 millions. Millions. Millions on millions. Then we on billions. Fuck millions. Billions.
Yeah, that's possible. Hey, it's possible. Songs have hit billions of streams. Shit, podcasts
can hit billions of streams. Y'all niggas crazy. Hey. All
right. Call me crazy. Fuck.
All right. You better say that shit indoors. Nah. Let a nigga catch you recording.
Tell me that.
You know me.
Tell me that. That's just going to drive me.
Tell me.
But shit. Any piece you want to leave to people, man?
Oh, yeah. The tip. We got to end with a tip. Fuck. Damn. It'd be so much shit on these episodes. It'd be like, damn, pick I one. Think I gave everything. My tip. Don't be afraid to just let life.
You want to explain that?
We often get so caught up in trying to feel great, right? Trying to feel successful, trying to feel good. Or trying not to feel bad. Trying not to fuck up. Mm-hmm. Trying not to lose money. You know what I'm saying? Shit, don't be afraid to just... I mean, life comes and goes up and down. You know what I'm saying?
In and out.
And through. It's not going to change. It's not going to change that it's ever changing.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, I would just say, like, don't just, like, Jesus, take the wheel and fucking cross your arms over your chest and fall back.
Throw
like,
the head back.
Yeah. Like,
cross your arms, throw that back.
But, like, you know, like, don't be surprised and extra frustrated when shit happens. You know
I needed
what I'm saying?
That.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cause you know, bro, I be getting frustrated as fuck over nothing, little ass right. Shit.
Like don't little shit. Don't be worried. Like we gonna fail. We gonna succeed. There's gonna be like, there's gonna be downs. There's gonna be ups. There's gonna be failure. There's gonna be success. Like
it's life.
It's life, right?
You
and
control the controllable.
Damn, and all you're gonna try
I've been
to do
trying
is
to
you
preach that to myself.
And your mood
so long.
And your mindset, right?
Yeah.
So even when shit's going bad, you could be mad for a second, but then shake that shit off and
keep chucking.
It's life.
Keep chucking.
Right?
Just keep chucking.
You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, that's what we're here for.
Damn. Thank you, bro. I needed that shit for real.
Hey, and if we wasn't here for it, we wouldn't be here.
Fact.
Period, point blank.
Yeah.
That's my nugget. My nugget of knowledge, you feel me?
Fuck. What I'm gonna leave y'all with, I don't know how I'm gonna top that. It's not about topping it, it's about giving. I gotta stop being so competitive. Unconsciously. Mm. It is what it is. But
we'll see, but that's not a bad thing.
Nah, I'll be over competitive, bro.
Over-competitive.
With my yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just telling my mom shit. It's important for me to be like, well, amongst my siblings, it's important for me to be first place.
Mm.
Shit, I'm the youngest. I was the last motherfucker out of here.
Think I'm finna be the last one through this.
Stop it. I gotta do this fast. And life don't let shit happen as fast as I want it to. I just gotta keep going.
And I was
telling that just be okay with that.
I was just in that situation where I was in a big rush for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right? That shit happened to me all the time, bro. Bro,
I did not understand the statement. Just sit back and shit will come to you. Nigga, what do you mean sit back? Sit back where? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
sit back.
I have to go.
Nah, bro. Like, literally just take it day by day. Just go through your days. And don't expect the fucking confetti.
Ooh.
Don't expect the celebration.
Do you know why?
We're not ready for that yet, right? We're not at the finish line yet, so why I expecting the celebration, the trophy, the champagne, the bro, I'm not ready for that yet. I still got work to do.
This is a thing, though. Like, as a generation, as a younger generation, we'll be so in a rush to get hundreds of thousands, six-figure niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get to the M's. But what if God knows we're not ready for the M's? You know, some people...
I'll fuck it off right now.
Oh, yeah, right now? I'll tell you, right now, if I was to be blessed with an M, well...
I wouldn't fuck it off, but like,
shit.
I would fuck off a lot.
Yeah.
I'll definitely fuck off more than I should.
Well, we'll say average niggas, like, in this realm.
Yeah, for sure.
Not us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't average. I don't know who y'all think I am, but I ain't average. I'll tell you that.
Hell nah. A nigga unique.
Very different.
Different.
My name is Tevin with a T, not Kevin with a K. Like, you're out of rest. These niggas. Shit, what the fuck was I about to say?
But now you just talking about the rest of these niggas and how.
Oh, they might fuck off. Shoot, you might not be ready for that. Or some people might not be ready for that, bro. Got like, not yet. Because I see how you living.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you bringing in your space.
And it's only going to go down.
Or how the universe sees how you're treating your space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying. But my piece, mm-hmm. I'm going to leave y'all with, just be careful what you say.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say stuff, be confident behind it.
Stand 10 toes.
Yep. 11 for some people.
Or 9.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Plant them motherfuckers.
Whatever your function is.
Stand on that. Yep.
Whatever your function is, footy. Hey.
Even if you ain't got no. No. Stand on that shit.
Like,
You know what we mean.
What's the nigga name? Lieutenant Dan?
Who was that?
Forrest Gump?
But then he ain't got no legs.
He ain't got no legs.
You ain't dragging me down to that place with you, bro. I'm not going.
All right, y'all. Let us get the fuck out of here before we fuck up something else.
We'll see y'all niggas in a week, man.
Hey, you know it. And we going to be on time next week. We gonna make.
This is on time, bro. This is.
You're right. It's always on time.
This is the time.
It's always on time.
Yeah.
It's on time. Hey, Durag Discussions. Go follow us on Instagram, durag.discussions. Twitter, Durag Podcast. Find us everywhere. Subscribe, like, follow, share.
All that shit.
All that shit.
Send it to your grandma.
Start if you can. Send it to your grandma, your auntie.
Uncles.
Don't send it to your little cousin if he or she is under 18. Because I don't think
we're
not pumping the youth yet.
Nah, 18. It's adult content.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's adult. They can't even get on here if you got the right parental controls on that shit. So,
18 plus.
Yes, sir.
But if you a young nigga, listen to this shit, I understand.
Absolutely. If you
do your thing.
Young niggas, like, if you 17, 16, like, honestly, it's like you already exposed to a lot of shit we talking about anyway.
But so. Shit, if they need to listen to it, and you listen to it, and you ain't 18.
Do what you gotta do.
18 plus.
Because we ain't putting bad shit into the world.
At least
it may sound, a little aggressive, but it ain't bad shit.
Shit. As black men, they say a lot of shit is aggressive. So what's new?
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.